When and how often should Christians partake of the Lord's Supper as directed by Jesus to remember his death for the sins of the world? Should we take the communion whenever we want, or is there a prescribed frequency? The expression, the Lord's Supper, is found only once in the New Testament. It appears in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, where Paul was discussing the observance of the New Testament Passover. Jesus Christ himself specifically referred to this observance as the Passover. See Luke chapter 22. He observed it with the new symbols of bread and wine on the date specified in Leviticus chapter 23. This annual observance should be kept on the 14th day of the first month on the Hebrew calendar. The Passover is observed as a memorial to Christ's death. For Paul's explanation of this, see 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, and chapter 11, verses 20 through 27. It takes place just once a year. This is certainly the custom of memorial observances described in the Bible, and it is the typical pattern of secular memorial observances. As a youth, Jesus observed the Passover annually with his family at the specified time, as recorded in Luke chapter 2, verse 41. He continued this yearly practice with his disciples. After his death and resurrection, the early church continued to observe the annual festivals listed in Leviticus. For example, Luke records that Jesus' followers met to observe the Feast of Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. Scripture gives no hint of the early church adding to or changing the dates God appointed for observing his festivals. The phrase in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup," does not mean at any time members might arbitrarily choose to partake of these symbols. It means whenever they actually did partake of them as part of the Passover ceremony, which was once a year. Paul was simply pointing out that by observing the New Testament Passover each year on the appropriate day, members were proclaiming the Lord's death till he comes. The Bible specifies that the Passover ceremony should be observed annually. As a memorial of Jesus' death, it should be observed once a year at the specified time, rather than whenever one chooses. Following the original disciples' example, we should observe the Passover at the beginning of the evening of the 14th day of the first month of the Hebrew calendar. The corresponding contemporary calendar dates for this year can be found on our Holy Day calendar page on our website. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.